and you took the grease and you did what to the pan?
To the pan?
Yeah.
You put the grease in the pan, melted it, got it down.
So you did what to the pan? You did
grease
what?
We call ice grease in the pan.
Grease in the pan.
Uh-huh.
All right. If you had to use your hands, you got your hands all
greasy.
Yeah. What was it they used to burn in lamps a long time ago? Do you remember?
What did you call that? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But what you call it, I don't know.
When you had to go out at night, say when you were camping or something like that, what might you make out of it, say, just use kerosene in a bottle and a rag,
uh-huh.
What they would call it?
Like a lantern.
Okay, or a piece of wood, light that up and make a...
torch.
Now, the toothpaste comes in a...
tube.
And if you just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, they say you're going to...
launch the boat.
And what kind of boat would you go fishing in? Small lake? Have you ever been fishing?
Mm-hmm. Just what do you call those? Just regular boats. Not a motorboat, not a rowboat, not a canoe.
Just one that would be narrow at the front.
Yeah, and go what and get wide as it goes back.
What a bateau is? Never heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Piro?
Yeah, I've heard of Piro.
Piro, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Where was that? Oh, okay. You've heard used around here?
No.
You
can use? But I've heard of one.
Now, if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a piece of square cloth to use as a...
right, piece of cloth to use as a sample.
And if she sees a dress she likes very much and it's very becoming, she says, that's a very...
pretty dress.
Okay.
Flattering.
All right, you say, well, that's a pretty dress, but mine's even...
prettier.
And around your dress in the kitchen, you'd wear a...
apron.
A three-piece suit would have, a man's three-piece suit would have...
pants, vest, and coat.
And you might say, that dress or that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
fit well.
It fits you. A man, if his old suit wore out, he'd buy himself a...
new suit.
And when you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, like pecans...
they bulge.
Bulge out. A lot of time, okay, when you washed a cot shirt in hot water, what did it do?
Shrink.
Shrink that.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, lately it seems like every shirt I washed has...
shrank.
Shrank up. Before you go out to a party, you spend a lot of time in front of the mirror and your little brother comes up and he says, you're doing what?
No, I never had a little brother.
Well, you spend a lot of time
making
you say
up.
A boy would spend a lot of time doing
primping.
Okay, and girl?
Should be primping too.
Yeah. A girl puts her money in a
purse.
And around her wrist she wears a
bracelet.
Or
a watch.
What did men hold their trousers up with?
Suspenders.
And when it rains, you hold over yourself and...
umbrella.
The last thing you put on a bed is...
bedspread.
And you put your head on a...
pillow.
Did you ever see the ones that went from one side of the bed...
to the other?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... they're just big pillows, aren't they?
Okay, a bolster? A bolster went...
Yeah.
It didn't go part way across.
It went all the way across.
Yeah. And what would you put on the bed for warm?
Blanket or a quilt.
Now, sometimes, if you didn't have enough beds, somebody would sleep on a...
pallet.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you about the types of soil, what you know about the types of soil and the types of land here in Virginia.